You know what time it is. We take lollies. You know, are they good? Are they bad? Are they worth investing in? Special guest, Angie.
Hello.
Familiar voice. You know that microphone's been real busted. Do you want to try, jump on the other one? Because that one, it like sort of, we had Big Thief in and I had the guy, his levels like all the way up to 15, which is sort of catastrophic levels on your average radio console. And it only just started sounding somewhat audible. So
how is sounding over here?
That's sounding fresh. And you never know who's going to pop through the studio on a Monday. And it just happened to be Joel Kassam.
Hello, mate.
Man, how you feeling? You haven't been in this segment before. You excited?
No, yeah. I mean, I actually... Watching you do the... for people at home who haven't actually seen this happen, it does happen. You are actually tasting food. It's not a joke.
Man.
There is food in the studio right now.
There's no theatre of the mind happening. This is all legit. This week, I don't know really what's going to happen. We've got these biscuits, and I found them because on the front, like they look like pretty... If you don't look at the writing on it, they do look like fairly regular. You'd find these in any normal shop. These are from somewhere like in Ultimo, sort of a overseas food store. But then on it, it said 100% of new flavor, feeling of Metropolis is the description. So we're meant to feel Metropolis.
Oh my gosh, okay. That's my favorite flavor. How did you know? Oh my gosh.
And the thing that was sort of confusing is there was like three versions of this. There was one with... gold font, one with brown font, and one with like purple font, but they all had the same description, the feeling of Metropolis. So I don't know if that is affected by the flavor or what goes on, but it's a huge pack, and this is only like $2 as well.
I reckon, wow. Maybe the purple one was taro because that's really popular in a lot of Chinese cuisine.
So
purple was taro.
Wait, what is taro?
Taro is like a root vegetable. I
Yuck.
Think it belongs to the potato family. It's actually surprisingly good.
And you'd have that in like
a drink.
Cookie or something?
Yeah, you can have it in cookies. You can have taro chips.
Oh, is that the stuff that's in those weird teas with all the
like the bubbles? Yeah.
Gluggy bubbles
Tapioca
at the bottom?
Bubble. Yep.
I find that, see, people swear by them, but I would have said they look, the ones that are black, it freaked me out. These black balls seeping at the bottom of this drink. It's very strange.
They're almost impossible to drink. I had my first taste of one the other day.
Really?
And you just... I don't want to be rude, but you get balls in your straw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man. Whoa, look at these cookies. Holy,
oh my goodness.
Holy hell. They're big. And they smell very, very much like, I'd say, peanut butter, which is makes sense because there's nuts on the packaging. The feeling of Metropolis is what I'm really looking forward to. So,
you know what? I think I've actually eaten something like this before.
Yeah.
So I think I might have
like
an advantage
raw,
here.
A raw peanut. Far out. I'm going to go for this. So, smells a lot like peanut. Man, no, get the chewing sounds in the microphone.
Joel's it's embarrassing, like, though.
Joel's doing good radio technique and leaning away, bro. We're all about the ASMR on this. So, yeah. You've got your headphones on. You get enjoy this.
I'm tasting 100% of new flavor, though.
Yeah. Something I've never had before. It almost tastes like it's it's dry as hell. That's oh my god! Wow, that's like, that suddenly just coats your throat. It is like not plain, but it is plain. I don't know. It's almost like
this is what happens when you mix peanuts and almonds because you think you're going to get this beautiful blend, but you just it just doesn't really taste like peanut and it doesn't really taste like almond. It just kind of tastes like. Not like a flour,
what's that,
but like a...
What's that Italian biscuit that's sort of shaped like a skateboard, but without without the nose and the tail bent up? It's just like,
you know,
a big oval. Like, yeah, a big flat skateboard, like a snowboard.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I know what ones you're talking about, but I have no idea.
I reckon it tastes like that, and it has that real kind of texture to it. But the Metropolis, I don't know if I'm tasting the bright lights of Metropolis in this thing. I mean, no, this isn't like sassy enough. You know, what do you think? You almost fell off your chair there,
yep,
Angie.
This chair's a little wonky.
Does that mean you're enjoying it?
It's just so good. I think I have actually eaten these before, and you know, it conjures up memories for me of the Metropolis of Hong Kong. So I guess in some ways, I'm feeling that Metropolis.
I wonder.
But I love these. I think I grew up with biscuits very similar to this, so I'm a little bit biased.
We're plain in my mind. I don't know, Joel. What do you think?
Yeah, no, plain.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with plain. There's not much to it. There is that sort of hint of nut, but...
Yeah. And there's weird sesame seeds on one of them on the front. They all have There's like three versions of it on the packaging, but all the cookies look the same.
They are identical.
Admittedly, they do look a little bit overcooked. Like, I think they're slightly browner than they possibly should be.
Maybe that's why they're so cheap.
Maybe that's why they're so dry.
Excellent quality, so they say. I don't know if that's truth.
Yeah, but imagine dunking this in a nice, like, warm cup of tea. I think this is the perfect tea biscuit.
Oh, right. Nothing to, on its own, nothing special, but suddenly. Yeah. I think that's actually a good point. Famous House are the ones that make them.
Yes.
Delicious biscuits bring you the best taste. Excellent quality. 368 grams, very specific. So, with that in mind, packaging really caught my eye. I think appearance-wise, the biscuits look like absolute garbage. They are, you know...
It could double as a Frisbee.
A little bit Frisbee-like, a little bit sort of got some brown patches on the inconsistent colour scheme. You've got three different versions of it on the front. I mean, tell me what I'm getting or don't tell me anything, I think.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that the three different types of packets are supposed to be the three different types you see on the packet.
Oh, my God.
So this one is the plain one, and then you can also get the one with
the
sesame
purple
seed.
One is
and the other
like
one
that.
Is like...
Yeah, okay, right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I'm feeling you. Okay. That might make sense.
But then that loses a point then for me because it's just deceiving.
I don't want to crack a code. I just want to know what I'm getting. You know what I mean? Like, man, just tell me. Just this is the purple one means this. This means this.
I just want a damn biscuit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's exactly my thoughts. So with that in mind, you guys, I mean, pretty underwhelming appearance, I would think. But you can you feel free to debate me.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah, and taste-wise, I think if we're going on its own, I think, look, step your game up. Famous House. No offense, but and of course, this is just my opinion. But man, it's plain as hell. And you heard the trauma in my throat that just went down when I tried to talk. You know, I love to talk and eat, and that's just making that very hard to do.
Yeah,
so
I thought we were gonna lose you, and I was like, oh my gosh, am I gonna have to step in? I don't know what I'm doing.
Man, it was like losing signal on a TV. That's what it sounded like. So with that being said,
do TVs even lose signal anymore? I mean, what age is this, Bryce?
Man, you just live in that cushy city life.
You got to say, where do you live?
You got to go to the real world and see what happens.
I've still got to put a coat hanger in my TV to watch TV. So,
yeah, I think that kind of side of it taste is pretty plain for me. I'm not really loving it.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm giving it a solid 7 out of 10. Nostalgia value for me. And if it's a Chinese biscuit and the packaging is gold and like yellow. Or like gold and red and variations of that, then it's generally pretty stock standard. But I reckon if this was with tea, I'd give it like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's got to be partnered with something. And I think these guys could lift their game if they made that part of the branding of like the perfect complement to your beverage. But instead, they've tried to say it's excellent quality and feels like Metropolis. I don't like being lied to. And I'm not feeling like I'm your Harvey Specter right now kind of thing. So with that being said, I'm giving it a solid 4, if that.
If that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. And, you know, Joel, feel free to throw any number out. That you can be as harsh as you want.
Okay, if I'm going to be harsh, I'm going to go 3.
Because people come on here and they try to be nice, and it's like, man, forget it. You know, this is real radio, 2SER. Why would we say, oh, I was going to say on air, Rod, if you're there, come down. But you've obviously, he's come down. The Wire's coming up next, so we're going to find out after Joel's score and after this song from The Ocean Party. Rod's got his face pressed against the window like, a Bart Simpson type character.
He's
in a movie.
Those biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, Rod, you'd be bitterly disappointed, my friend. Joel, thoughts?
Look, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Only because it was just so plain and boring.
Yeah.
Again, if it had maybe a little bit of cream or something, a bit of jam on it,
yeah,
be pretty nice. But yeah, pretty plain.
Absolutely agree. No feelings in Metropolis. But hey, The Wire's coming up next.